Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you who have dialed in to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this What a Mighty God We Serve Monday. The scripture reference that I am using for this morning is Psalm 147:5, which says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." So, Father, we just bless you and we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We celebrate you and we honor you. We thank you because this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for allowing us to wake up into a new day of opportunities and possibilities and blessings, God. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and your favor, Father. We thank you for this, the Master's calling, for allowing each of us to dial in, Father, that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We thank you for our two co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK Roberts. And we thank you, God, for them answering yes to your mission and your mandate to start this, the Master's Call. We lift up Artist Life to you and the DSD Leon family, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that these products and these appointments will continue to change and transform lives all over the world, God. We thank you for the messenger that will come this morning with the message, Father. We pray right now that you would increase in her as she decreases, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus, God. And as we go through this day, we go through this day trusting and resting with you, God, knowing that your will be done in our lives, your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the miraculous, in the marvelous, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn the call over to our hostess for this morning. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. Take the call away.
God bless you. God bless you, Songbird. So thankful for you for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this fresh, wonderful Monday morning. With the What a Mighty God We Serve tag, I praise God for that wonderful tag this morning. God bless you. And thank you, TMC family, for joining us on this wonderful Monday morning in April. Believe it or not, I can't believe it's the 23rd day of April. And we are so thankful to God that he's given us another day, another time to just uplift the name of Jesus. My name is Minister Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we say welcome because this call started out back in October 2010 with these wonderful co-founders just striving and looking to God, the author and finisher of their faith, and believing him to carry this call forth every Monday through Friday with you on their minds. The scripture we stand on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we definitely have the testimonies where it is doing just that. The website, believe it or not, yes, we have a website you can go to. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where you will see where all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, what I love so much is the theme for the year. It is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Oh, that's a shouting moment there because we are believing God to for the supernatural and the demonstration and revelation to go forth throughout this year, and it is happening. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany did, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord, you can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And if you're unable to verbally give your prayer requests and praise reports on Fridays, you can do so by sending that information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, the thread that brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International, a company that started off by Mr. Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, and we are under Artist Life, where Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon has taken on the mantle and carrying it forth, and we are showing the world best products on this side of heaven. To get more information about that, get with the person that invited you on this call, and then better still, you can get on the new morning motivational call that's held right after this call every Monday through Friday. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, today is Inspirational Monday. We always start our week off with inspiration, and our very special guest is our very own Minister Tiffany Songbird Lauderdale. You definitely want to get on that call and invite someone to join you on that wonderful call. That again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Well, I'm getting ready to introduce to you this woman of God who is one of our co-founders. She is a woman of God who stands firm on God's word. She has been all over the country. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She is going to and fro wherever God directs her, and we know that she is getting ready to set her plate in North Carolina, and I tell you, but this woman of God has been a woman who stood on God's word, taught God's word, have pastored, have been a chaplain in the army, have served as unto the Lord to the masses all over the world. God has blessed her with a man of God who is such a blessing to her, and the two of them come on together every Monday morning to bless us with what God has given them. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and her lovely husband, Pastor Lester Patton of Mississippi / North Carolina. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Her other co-founder is speaking this morning. Good morning.
Oh, she is. Well, hello, hello. Well, I tell you what, her other co-founder is definitely not a stranger to this call or any other call for that matter, because this woman of God is definitely a blessing to the masses. Oh, my goodness. And she is definitely a firm foundation in the Lord. She is a woman of God who serves thoroughly, who serves pleasantly, and who loves the Lord with all her heart. She gives us a message that throws us off into another dimension. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Take it away, Dr. V.
Okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Prayer General, for hosting the call, stepping in this morning. We so appreciate you, and a big shout of thanks to our Minister Tiffany for greeting and seating our entire family, our TMC family, first thing this morning. And I do anxiously also look forward to the word that you'll be bringing on the morning motivational call immediately following this call. So we're just grateful, excited, optimistic about all God's doing in us and through us. And we are especially appreciating each and every one of you for calling in bright and early on this Monday morning as we begin this week. There is a word from the Lord. I have been really pressing into God, talking a lot about faith in God, the God kind of faith that Mark 11 talks about. I appreciate our prayer general reminding us of our theme for 2018, that we have to look in the mirror, look in our spirits, evaluate our hearts, and have an expectation for the supernatural, have an expectation for the power of God to move in demonstration, and then have the supernatural revelation as God unpeels, reveals, reminds us of the deeper things of God. And the ingredient that keeps us pressing, that keeps us persevering, that keeps us persisting is hope. So I want to speak briefly this morning in the midst of all that's going on in the world today, talking about how we have to make sure with all that's going on that we in our hearts, that we in our going in and our coming out, keep the hope of God, but always rooted and grounded in the faith of God. And what kind of hope happens when we stay hopefully optimistic and stay persisting every day? But how do we do that? And for some of us, we need a blueprint. What does that look like? I was being reminded, as I say in my church all the time, and it almost looks like every time I do my arms like Popeye before he eats his spinach, they know I'm saying you got to work those faith muscles. You got to work those faith muscles. And they're like, what does that mean, Dr. V? Well, this morning I want to give a little bit of a roadmap about that and put a little bit more meat and clarity on what it means when you have hope to also have focused faith, to have focused faith. And what is focus? Focus is firmly on course until successful, firmly on course until successful. And when I heard that acronym years ago in the business world when I was still an industrial engineer, it so made sense because industrial engineers are the people engineers. We're the ones who do the time management, the quality control, the organizational skills, the flow charts, the labor relations and reconciliations. That's what my professional training has been. But it always reminds people when you're doing it that you have to stay focused. And there are so many distractions that are hurled at us, and we get despondent, and we lose that hope. So we're going to kind of put them all together and this morning talk about focused faith, meaning keeping the main thing, the main thing. So if you have to sum it all together, we're talking this morning about keeping the main thing, the main thing. And we feel that the ingredients for doing that is when you have focused faith, when you have laser eyes. You know, when a horse runs in a race, they have blinders on each side of their eyes so they won't be distracted, so that they'll look straight ahead and only pay attention to what's in front of them. And again, when you're firmly on course until successful, there's some things that'll come your way that won't make it through that sifter of, is this part of my goal? Is this part of my destiny? And when you sift it through, nope, it may be a good idea, but it's not a God idea. So when we're keeping the main thing, let's use as our foundation staying focused, that F in focus is first to be faithful, to do what we say we're going to do. It's a sad indictment in the body of Christ that many of us, our word is not our bond. Our word means nothing, meaning you will tell somebody, you'll see me tomorrow, and literally in their heart, they're like, that's a 50-50 with them. Ooh, that's a 20-80. And it should be, oh, they'll be there because they said they would. And if they're not, it had to be some kind of emergency, catastrophe, or hindrance. But to be faithful, to be trustworthy, because faithful is a faith. Base word is being trust, the confident expectation. Is your word your bond? Half the battle on having focused faith is really just showing up. We know to be on these calls each and every week morning, to be on the morning motivational calls, to be on your team calls, the boot camp calls, the connect calls, showing up, being faithful to make your calls to your prospects every day, being faithful to schedule and have parties every week, being faithful to share the artist's life story to encourage and inspire others that are going in and are going out. We know the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, that seventh verse when Paul wrote from a prison to the church at Corinth, and that fifth chapter, seventh verse says, we walk by faith and not by sight. What does that mean on your plate, on my plate? It means most times things look, what, toe up from the flow up. It looks raggedy, shady, you know, change is strange, money is shown up acting funny. But the faith of God sees past all of that, where you're standing at the Alpha and with the eyes of faith, the world calls it vision, you'll see the Omega, you'll see yourself 90 pounds less, you'll see yourself walking across that stage, you'll see yourself hitting that next rank. The world calls it visualization, but people of God, the Bible just calls it faith in God. We walk by faith and not by sight. And if we're faithful to do what we know we need to do to be successful, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter who gets or goes with you, the road of faithfulness will lead to victory in your personal life and definitely in your business. As you and I remain faithful and operate with that focused faith, keeping hope alive, we'll experience another F in focus, the fruit of success. In John 15, that seventh verse, another one of my favorite books, it's in the red, y'all. That means Jesus said it, and that absolutely settles it. That seventh verse in John 15 says, if ye abide in me, in other words, there's some things you and I must do first. We must abide. Abide means that you are spending the time. You know, that's your road dog. You're abiding. You're spending the quality time in Christ, in his word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. But see, that's the prerequisite. That's the qualifier. That's the disclaimer. If you abide in me, because God made us creatures of choice. We want to skip to the end, but let's get this if right. If you and I spend prayer time, if you and I spend time in Bible study, if you and I spend time just meditating on his presence, letting his power consume us, if we do our part and the word abides in us, then it says you can ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. In other words, stay focused, stay plugged in. Stay so full of the word of God in actions and in deed. And that Psalm 16, in the 16th division of Psalms, that 11th verse says, thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. If we hang it out with Jesus, if we're pressing into his presence, if we're staying in that holy of holies, man, in that presence is pleasures forevermore. And when we're staying focused in that, oh, be open to try new strategies, be flexible, open to learn new things. Quit saying, we've never done it that way. Well, nothing was discovered, always doing it the old way that you used to do it. Be open, be flexible. There's new ways to be successful. We don't use CDs anymore, 8-tracks. Come on now. We all the way into MP3 digital. Technology is changing so quick you can barely keep up. Be flexible to be open to learn. The gospel has never changed, but wow. The methods to share the gospel have absolutely changed. I remember my days at ORU when Oral Roberts himself would often stand on the stage and tell us how much flack he caught for going on with the show way before others did. Many of y'all may remember that show, Expect a Miracle. Too many saints were calling the television the one-eyed devil. You don't go on television. And 90% of the folks you're trying to reach, the heathens, they watching
TV, and he talked about how when you're a trailblazer, it's lonely. When you're doing something that's never been done before that God has ordained you and purposed in your heart for you to do, you go hit some hiccups and go through some holy hell to clear the way. But be open, willing. On our calls, each morning we receive powerful information, words, strategies. On the morning motivational call, we hear new nuggets and strategies that lead us to success. Right now, I'm on Team Legacy under the awesome leadership of Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. They have us on the momentum track, striving since our conference in March to stay focused, keeping the main thing. Line upon line, precept upon precept. We have been reminded, keeping us focused by making an open commitment, then putting it in writing. Make a covenant commitment. Staying focused like the word instructs us in Habakkuk 2, that second through fourth verse about writing the vision down and making it plain. Again, staying focused, keeping the main thing. Sometimes just a little tweak here and there will literally explode your business as you stay open and focused and faithful. Every day we need to see God, ask for his mind, his strategies, his ways to success. Then be willing to, not a cuss word, obey, O-B-E-Y, obey, and do what he says for us to do. I was really working on a message today, but I didn't finish it all the way. And you'll hear it soon. Let it do what it's supposed to do. You know, the real saints say, let it do what it do. And I'm talking about that we got to have action and do. We'll know what to do, but how many of us are doing it? But y'all here, stay tuned. See, 1 Samuel 15:22, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Let's see it, focus. Oh, yeah. Again, we must be committed to stay focused. And even to have hope, you have to stay committed, rooted and grounded. One of the basic ingredients of faith is commitment. One of the basic ingredients of hope is commitment. It means to go the extra mile. Do what others are often unwilling to do so that you'll have what most will never experience or have. To be committed to success means to say our affirmations daily, what the word says about us. To be committed to success means to only say what God says about us. In Revelation 12, that 11th verse, I speak it over myself every day. That 12th chapter in Revelation, the 11th verse says, we are overcomers, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's why you got to guard your words. Make sure your words filter through faith, and you release and anoint the atmosphere with only what God says about you. We all know Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then Deuteronomy 8:18, the bigger picture. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Why? That we may establish his covenant, where he sware to thy fathers, as it is to this day. That's Deuteronomy 8:18. We also must be Jesus' hands extended and exemplifying that focus. Here comes some more scenes. The character of Christ, and that means caring with compassion. Galatians 5:22-23 gives us those 9 fruit of the Spirit. What are you saying? I'm saying have focused faith, seasoned with the hope of Christ, firmly on course until successful, keeping the main thing. And in the you in focus, we must be a team player. One who produces unity among our team and with our company. We know the acronym, together everyone achieves more. Paul encourages and exhorts us in Ephesians 4:2-3 about being unified in Christ with meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in an action and a bond of peace. See, to have focused faith, we also need godly understanding. Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, but with all of our getting, get some good-fashioned understanding. How? Keeping the main thing the main thing. And quickly going on to our last letter of being focused is the F. Share the good news of the gospel of artists every day and everywhere you go. See, by sharing this company, we're sharing with others a way to look better, feel better, live better, develop a better legacy for generations to come. Artists becomes a great tool to share the good news of Christ. We know it's a great commission, not a great suggestion, to go out and reap the harvest that God brings into our lives. And always be willing to support one another. Planting seeds of support always brings back a harvest of success. Having focused faith, it will eventually bring success into your life. That's what it's all about. So again, when we're having focused faith, the F, we're going to be faithful. Do what we say we're going to do. Then we'll experience the fruit of our success. The O, we're going to be open to try new strategies, to be flexible, to learn new things, and then be willing to obey and do what God tells us to do. The C, we're going to stay faithful to our commitment and have the character of Christ, always caring with compassion. And the U, we're going to be a team player, producing unity and operating in good understanding. And in that S and focus, we're going to share, we're going to support, and we'll experience the success of Christ. Focus faith, filtered with the hope of Christ. Focus is firmly on course until successful, keeping the main thing, the main thing. So sorry I went over. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God. Let the church say amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful message this morning on staying focused. And I will be calling you back, Dr. V, to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer with our prayer request. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you for this day, this hour, this moment, Lord God, to give your name praise, to give your name glory. We thank you, Father, for the woman of God who have poured into us the virtue of blessings, Lord God, to keep us focused and staying firmly on your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing for this woman of God, Dr. V. We ask that you pour virtues of blessings on top of blessings to her and her mother and all those that concerns her, Father God. We glorify you, Father, for blessing their going out and their coming in, their community, everything that pertains to them, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you are doing a double portion just for them, Father God. We glorify you, Lord, for your word that stands firm in our hearts. Everybody on this call, Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you strengthen them, that you keep them firmly on your word, Lord God, and seek your face daily, realizing that you will direct their paths. Father God, we lift up our health challenged people. Father God, we thank you for healing these your people, Dr. PK, Kendra Carter, Sharon Stowers, Pastor Lavona, Father God, Anna and her mother, Anna, oh God. We thank you for healing Wanda's mother. We know, Father God, that your hand is firm, and you told us whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We loose the spirit of the living God over these your people, Lord God. We call them healed, whole, and complete in you by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, for healing the bereaved, Lord God. The Ada Grace's family is on my heart this morning, Father. Strengthen them like never before. The Durden family, Lord God, the Cynthia Cox and her family and their loved ones, Father God, strengthen them. It's been a month, Lord God, since their loved one went home to be with you, Father God. Strengthen them like never before. We thank you for Robin and her family, for healing and comforting them. Dr. Thomas Thomasine Pickens and her family. We glorify you, Father, for all those that we don't even know, Lord God, that you're comforting them and strengthening them during this trying hour. Lord God, we thank you for your blessings upon artist life and for the blessings that's going forth like never before, Father, according to your word. You said, Lord God, in your word that when we stand in the power of your resurrection, that the anointing will flow. And Lord God, as we seek your face, Lord God, you will direct our path. So we thank you for doing it, not by might nor by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this has been a profound message. I know you want to share it with someone. That number is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. We are now getting ready to go to the new morning motivational call. It's Inspirational Monday with our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California that will be speaking today. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for, I'll tell you, double duty this morning, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and letting us know that we serve an almighty God. And thank you, TMC family, for joining us. Pastor Vanessa, I tell you, I can't thank you enough for the profound messages you bring time and time again. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for another opportunity to serve you through your word. And we thank you that, again, we are not just hearers of the word, but we will be doers of this word. We will walk in focused faith, and we will submit to the process and endure with a heart of hope. Now, as we leave this call, but never departing, deviating, being derailed from your presence, Father, we thank you that we stay firmly focused, open and yielded for you to flow in us and through us. Use us for your glory and edify us for our good. Now, we thank you for this day, that your kingdom come. Your will be done in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, be blessed, have an absolutely focused, faithful day. Bye-bye.